Christy, Star FM.
I don't know whether you have this going, but with all of my best girlfriends, we have like a Facebook message group, and it's a really good way to keep in contact with all of your friends and see what people are doing, especially since a lot of my friends are actually live away or interstate or overseas. And one of those friends is my best mate, Cara, and she recently wrote on this Facebook message, "I'm so poor," and then dot, dot, dot. And what she actually revealed that she's been having to put herself through because she can't afford to actually buy it is really concerning. And I kind of just said to you, can I just call her quickly so we can use the work phone because I can't afford to make international calls. So she's on the phone now. Hello, Cara.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Cara. Nice to meet you, mate. One of Christy's... Oh, hang on. Is that Kuwaiti?
What's that?
What?
Was that Kuwaiti?
There was some weird beeping. You are in London now, right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows my home phone number, so that's
all waiting. Right, all right, well, let's get straight into it. You're so poor, you're doing what? We need to find out this morning, because Christy lost it. She cracked up laughing.
Detail.
So, I may have stolen toilet paper from my work.
Slow clap.
And when you say you may have stolen it from your work, is this like a consistent thing? Or is it like a roll here and there? Or is it like, are you stealing in bulk? Or like, how's it worked?
Well, I've done it before, but basically...
That's even worse.
I'd be embarrassed. We've all done something a little bit tacky.
If I have a big bag and I'm not going out after work, I sometimes grab a few rolls.
What?
Have you ever grabbed it with the intention of going straight home and then you've gone to the pub and then you've had dunny rolls in your bag?
No, I couldn't.
Cara, do you know what concerns me a little bit is a lot of the time at workplaces it's really tacky, like crappy toilet paper, like one
really
ply
thin.
That's super thin to the point, you know. Is it crappy paper you're using? You're stealing too?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so it's crappy. Good.
It got so bad to the point where my housemates told me that they have trained themselves to do number two at work.
So they can utilise the toilet paper that work provides.
So any tips this morning for living abroad, Cara, would just be train your bows or steal the toilet paper from work. You're really living
it
up,
mate. You've got to use all your resources, don't you?
Sure, you do.
I'm struggling to comprehend that you're that broke. Like, I'm happy to send you money for some dunny paper if that's the case.
And so would my mum be, and she'd be horrified if she would hear this.
I know she would be.
But in saying that, I am going on 4 holidays in 5 weeks. So you've just got to save where you can.
And every penny you save is a penny towards the holiday.
Yeah.
You're such an idiot.
I don't know whether to laugh or judge you, Cara.
And this is why we're friends.
All the way from London, Christy's best mate, Cara, there. Tight ass tips, we should call these if you're broke, shouldn't it?
So good to speak to her. Yeah. Tight ass tips. Are you doing what my mate is doing and stealing from work the dunny paper?
We want to find out this morning, have you been so broke or you've been short of cash that you've got like this tight ass tip?
Maybe there's something that you do just consistently. Maybe you did it from when you were a poor uni student and you just gone, hey, that's actually a good idea. And maybe you're still using it. What are your tight ass tips?
Joining us is Toddy from Wodonga. What's yours, mate?
Look, seriously, if you guys actually do a bit of looking around, you can find some amazing places that do free samples.
Are you talking like Baker's Delight where you can steal a little bit of the garlic and herb twist as you're buying your roll?
That's the thing. It's not stealing if they're offering it to you. You don't necessarily have to buy the stuff they're offering.
I could imagine you on a first date with a girl and you're like, I'll show you something special and you take around all the samples.
Oh, it's really good. If you take them to Coles on a Wednesday night, you don't even need to buy them anything. It's fantastic. It's
the way
to go.
What's Coles got on a Wednesday night? What are they doing down there?
That's the day they do most of their samples. See, I have done a bit of research on this. Wednesday nights and also on Thursday nights, they do most of their sample stuff. So it's sort of about 6 o'clock or so.
Todd, do the people down there know you by name now?
Well, not by name. They would know the face, I think.
They
one
would.
Of the face.
I have to say. Do you eat enough for a meal?
Every time.
Always and always the border. Ben and Christy on Star FM.